Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, welcome back to season one of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am so glad to be with you today. Episode four, we are on a roll over here. So today we are going to talk about something nitty gritty. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that it was incredibly personal and vulnerable and a little bit on the heavy side. So this week we're going to keep it nice and light, bring it back to some of those visibility and marketing tips I promised you. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about three SEO hacks for entrepreneurs. And what we're going to talk about in today's episode are maybe not the typical things that you've heard when it comes to SEO. Because the truth of the matter is, in 2022 and beyond, SEO is this multifaceted beast. There are so many different elements to it. Technical, on-page, off-page, backlinks. All of these different things that come together to create your overall SEO strategy that helps you elevate your visibility. But if you've listened to the first few episodes, you know that I like to call myself a holistic SEO coach, a visibility enthusiast. And that's because I think that SEO is really about taking all of the different channels that you can be visible on and bringing them together under one marketing strategy and utilizing them in a way that you're not just showing up in one way on Google and a different way on Pinterest, but you're really aligning all of the different ways that you can show up. And that starts with keywords, aka what are people actually searching for? What is my dream client looking for? And what kind of content can I create that serves them best, right? So the first tip, if you have not done this, this is my favorite thing. Every single client that I work with, every single person that I know who asks me for SEO advice, this is the thing that I tell them. You need to set up a Google Search Console account. It is free. It's really easy to do. In the show notes, you'll find links to a couple of the most popular platforms like Squarespace, Showit, WordPress on how to connect your website with Google Search Console. Like I said, it's free. It's retroactive for 16 months, means when you create your account in like 24 to 48 hours, if your website has been around that long, if not, it'll just backfill for however long your website's been around within that 16-month timeframe. But it will backfill all of this data about what your site is ranking for, what kind of clicks you're driving, what kind of impressions your website is getting. And impressions is basically how many times your website showed up for a given search term for the time period that you have selected. And it's incredibly powerful. It gives you so much insight into what kind of organic traffic am I getting, i.e. what kind of keywords is Google ranking my website for? What kind of clicks are those keywords getting? What URLs are getting mapped to what keywords? Are there any 404 errors, aka those broken links, like when you hit a page and it's like, oops, sorry, you can't find what you're looking for. That's a 404 error. And sometimes there's a place for that, but a lot of the times it's a broken link, like affiliate links get broken easily, things like that. You want to fix those. Google Search Console gives you all of that information and more. It's an incredibly powerful tool. You don't need to be tech savvy. You don't need to be a developer or anything. It's just straight up data. And you can glean so much information from it. And it's really great to like crowdsource, be like, oh, this is how Google sees my website. These are the kind of topics and themes that Google thinks that I'm about. And that's really helpful because maybe the kind of content you're creating and how Google sees you is 100% aligned with how you want to be found. But maybe there's a disconnect there, right? Maybe Google sees you in one way and you're like, well, I'm actually this bitch. So you need to go back, take a look at that and be like, okay, how can I create content that's more aligned with what I want to be known for, what I want to be visible for? So it's an incredibly powerful tool. Like I said, it's free and it's going to be a, in my opinion, a pivotal part of your marketing and visibility strategy. And just as a side note, I'm wearing headphones for the first time ever while recording, and all I can hear is a lisp. All I'm sitting here thinking is I have a lisp and I can hear it clear as day with these headphones on. So bear with me as I get used to recording with headphones on. It's a whole other world here. I feel super duper fancy with the headphones on. Like, I mean business. This bitch means business. So, all right. So Google Search Console, the number one thing that you want to do. And the reason why I recommend it, aside from the fact that it gives you so much insight into how Google sees you, it's free, right? There are a lot of amazing tools out there, but you could spend several hundred dollars a month on those. And I don't think most entrepreneurs need to be doing that. But Google Search Console is this sort of nice entry level segue into analytics and what's going on with your organic traffic. And just as a side note, it's organic traffic only that this is tracking. But you can also see like, okay, what's my mobile traffic? Traffic by country. This is especially important if you're serving customers not just in the United States or North America. So it gives you a whole bunch of information. So the second thing is Haro. Help a reporter out. And I bet most of you listening to this podcast today are subscribed to that. You check your morning, afternoon, and evening editions and see if there's anything that you could be quoted in or provide information on, etc. The reason why Haro is like, it's one of the most underutilized SEO tools. It is amazing, amazing for earned media, backlinks, and authority building, all of which are killer kick-ass components of good SEO. So backlink, for a refresher, is link back to your website from a third-party website, right? You want high authority links from other websites because it's like a popularity contest. If you're getting links from popular websites that Google thinks are trustworthy and authoritative, they link back to you, Google's going to be like, oh, these guys are authoritative and trustworthy too. So that's really important. And when you start to get out there and you're quoted in different publications, or you even write pieces for Thrive or Medium or whatever it is, and you get those links back to your website, that's really, really important. It's also great for earned media, right? You build your authority across the web. And this comes back down to backlinks, but you want to be known as the expert. So it really helps personal branding. So if your bio includes, you know, SEO expert in it, and you're getting all kinds of Haro publications and everything is saying Nina Gibson SEO expert, Nina Gibson SEO expert, that starts to matter, right? You start to be seen as the authority. And when somebody types in SEO expert or Nina Gibson, boom, you start to show up. And so that can help your personal branding. And that's incredibly, incredibly important. And it's a really great way to enhance your visibility and get in front of an audience that you might not have otherwise been in front of. And this is so, so important. And why that's not like a direct SEO sort of tactic, it feeds back into what we just talked about, backlink building, personal branding and SEO and all of that goodness. So if you're not doing it already, I highly, highly recommend that you utilize Haro, not only for like a PR perspective, right? But really for SEO. And it has so many opportunities. You get in front of a new audience, backlink building, earned media, helps enhance your visibility and authority across the web. So many good things tied back to it. All right. The third thing is utilize your about page. So there are so many amazing about us or about me or my story or all of that. Use the shit out of that page. That is an awesome opportunity to help your personal branding and SEO, right? This is where you want to talk again. We talked about with like the Haro, you would put your bio out there. You're an SEO expert. You're a holistic wellness coach. You're a business coach. You're a business strategist, etc. Put all of that information in your about page or your bio page, wherever you're putting the information about who you are and your expertise on your website, optimize the heck out of that URL and try to get in something targeted. So you want to include something that people are searching on. So if you're a business strategist, get that in there into the copy and also the title, like the page title, the meta title of the URL. If you are a holistic wellness coach, that would be sort of what you're framing your content around. You want to put something in there that people are searching for. So if somebody puts in holistic business coach or holistic wellness coach, your website might pop up. So that's the sort of strategy that you want to start thinking about when it comes to SEO and personal branding is, okay, what can I put on my website that talks about what I am and what I do, but is also something that people are searching for. So there's a really nice way to sort of find a happy medium between telling your story and storytelling and giving people information or talking about what you can do that can help them in a way that makes you more visible and more easily found, right? So it's amazing to tell your story and, you know, maybe you're a single mom or maybe you're a high school dropout or whatever, but nobody's searching for a high school dropout business coach. People are searching for business strategists, for female entrepreneurs. So you want to talk about that. You want to sort of tie together your story with your expertise and center it around what people are actually searching for. So this is probably going to be like the shortest episode in the history of Nina Gibson Co. But there you have it. 3 SEO hacks for pretty much any entrepreneur. Google Search Console, Haro, About Page. And the beautiful thing is you can do all of those like within, I don't know, an hour, right? You can subscribe to Haro and you can start like looking through the notifications that you get on a daily basis. And I highly recommend having like a template. So when you see one, boom, ready to go, you just hit reply and you have a little template that has your bio, et cetera. Google Search Console, you can do in under 20 minutes, probably under 15 minutes. And your About page, again, probably 30 minutes or less. Go through, take a look. And here's a little tidbit that my brilliant SEO brain just thought of. But wait, if you don't have Google Search Console set up already, wait the 24 to 48 hours until it gets populated so you can see what your About page is currently ranking for. If your website is relatively new or you don't get a ton of traffic, it might not be that insightful. If you have an established website, though, that's been around for a while, go check it out. If you already have Google Search Console, yay, go check it out. What is your About page ranking for? And see, it's probably a lot of branded, meaning your name, but also see if there's any nuggets in there. So that's a really great first place to start when it comes to optimizing your About page. So 3 nitty-gritty SEO hacks for every entrepreneur. Show notes will have more details so you can go and take that, take a look, get the information you need so you can hook up your GSC. I'll include the Haro link in there if you don't already have a sign up for that, if you haven't signed up for it before. And yeah, I hope these tips were helpful. Next week, we're going to have an amazing interview with an awesome friend of mine and fellow entrepreneur. And I cannot wait to share all of the amazing things that she has coming down the pipeline and talk about her story a little bit more with you. Until then, I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.